Hello, this is Dr. Deepak Bhatt for ACC.org. I'm doing this week's Eagle's Eye podcast for Dr. Eagle because he asked me to cover what will be coming out at the European Society of Cardiology, just a week away. Things start off with a bang with the EMPEROR trial that examines empagliflozin in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, either with or without diabetes. A press release already came out saying that the trial was positive, so I'm expecting that we'll hear really great things consistent with all the other great data that's come out about SGLT2 inhibitors lately. On that first day of ESC as well will be the final results from the EVAPORATE trial. The interim results were just published in Cardiovascular Research. Those were 9-month results. These are 18-month results, the final results, to see if icosapentaethyl has any significant effect on reducing plaque volume or not. Also on that first day is EXPLORER-HCM. And this is an interesting study that examines a pharmacological approach to treating obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy as opposed to surgery or percutaneous ways of treating it. So that could really open up a whole new avenue to treat that category of patient. The following day will include popular TAVI, that is looking at patients getting TAVI or TAVR and seeing how aspirin with or without clopidogrel fares. We really need to figure out what the right regimen is post-TAVR with respect to antithrombotic therapy, and hopefully this trial will help. The following day is the LODOCO trial, examining low-dose colchicine in coronary artery disease. There's also some data from COLCOT being presented in yet another colchicine trial called COPS that's being presented on the first day of ESC. So altogether, there's going to be a ton of colchicine randomized clinical trial data presented at this ESC meeting. It's pretty clear that inflammation is hot, it's relevant, and we'll see if this colchicine trial is positive as COLCOT had been previously. And the final day of ESC ends with a real bang. BRACE Corona is being presented. That's a randomized trial seeing whether continuing or suspending ACE inhibitors and ARBs helps patient outcomes in folks with COVID-19. As you're aware, there's been a lot of controversy about ACE and ARB. Well, I don't know if there's really been a lot of controversy. It's been all the professional societies telling patients to continue them, but nonetheless, out there, there's been reports of patients stopping them due to some observational type data that came out pretty early. So my hope is that this randomized trial will put the issue to rest. And it's good to just see some randomized trial data as opposed to all the observational data that's been coming out for COVID. Also that day, Themis PAD is being presented, examining the effects of ticagrelor in patients with and without peripheral artery disease. All these patients, of course, have coronary artery disease and diabetes. And then really the last trial of the day, of the meeting, will be REALITY, which is a randomized trial of either liberal or more restrictive strategies for transfusion in patients with myocardial infarction and anemia. That's been a long-standing controversy, exactly who to transfuse. So really, these are a bunch of fantastic, important trials, and there are several others. I didn't want to go on for too long here, but this gives you a flavor, some of the highlights of what I think will be potentially hot trials, regardless of what they show. Those are the best trials that matter, whether they're positive or negative or somewhere in between. Of course, ESC is virtual this year. So I would recommend that you tune in to ACC.org, where we will be covering all these trials and more, and registries, and basic science, and pretty much everything that is worth covering that will be coming out. And we're going to do it in a timely fashion, so that by the time you wake up here in the U.S., you'll have a nice synopsis of what happened last night at ESC. We'll also see how this virtual meeting goes over. I thought ACC 2020 virtual was really terrific, and I thought our coverage was also terrific on ACC.org, but you be the judge of that. We'll find out with ESC Virtual how the world is continuing to react to the idea of virtual meetings. I think it'll be really successful. And again, you'll be the judge of that. Regardless of your thoughts of the meeting per se, hopefully you'll appreciate and enjoy our coverage on ACC.org. I'm Dr. Deepak Bhatt, subbing in for Dr. Kim Eagle for this edition of Eagle's Eye View.